Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Know-How is brought to you by 99 Designs, the world's largest online graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of 230,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/know-how to receive a free design consultation. That's 99designs.com/know-how.
Today, we're going to rid this device of the TouchWiz UI.
Today, you'll know how to put a custom ROM on your Android phone. Welcome to Know How, the show where we show how to do cool things. He's the showmaster, Iaz Akhtar, Leo Laporte, his disgruntled assistant. And
we should gruntle you today.
We got to thank, we got to thank Greg Burnett for all the little androids he drew here. Even androids with bow ties. That's the Karsten android. Yeah, and the androids with mustaches and neckties.
We have themed the board today.
Because today we're part two of... Now, if you didn't watch last week, watch it. Because we showed you last week how to root a Galaxy S3. This is Iaz's actual phone.
This is my actual phone, so I did a lot of backing up. If you haven't looked at last week's episode, you won't be able to do anything we're talking about today without this prerequisite episode. It's like a class now. You got to go back and watch it at twit.tv/KH. Root your phone using the Samsung Galaxy S3 toolkit. And then install Clockwork mod recovery software on this, because we need those two things on this device.
But there's a lot of reasons to root. One is so you can run programs that require root. We mentioned Titanium Backup, awesome backup program. But the other reason you might want a root phone, that is, give yourself super user access on your Android phone, is so you can put custom firmware on it. And there's a lot of custom firmware out there. I guess step one is figuring out which one you want to use. What are we going to use today?
Well, we're going to use ROM Manager to get us these things, but let's talk about Android ROMs in general. They're called ROMs. When you're looking this up, it's really the operating system. Even though it's ROM stands for read-only memory, that's because the operating system is on the read-only memory.
And it isn't, in fact, read-only. It's programmable read-only memory, because obviously you couldn't change it if you couldn't download and install new ROMs.
It's an older term that's still being used today.
I like the word firmware.
It's
replacing the existing firmware, the existing operating system, with a new one. Now, remember, Android is just another form of Linux with some stuff on top of it. So it is just like changing a computer's operating system, installing a new operating system on a computer. The only difference is that because it's a phone, sometimes they lock them down. So first you got to get the bootloader unlocked. You got to get it rooted. Now we've done all that. Now we can install any operating system we want.
So what I've done, I asked you guys on Twitter, what's your favorite Android ROM? You guys wrote in. Thomas wrote in saying, Cyanogen Mod, but be careful with the nightly builds and flashing radios to switch carriers. Cyanogen Mod's very popular. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we should make that point, that there is the operating system, but then there's firmware that goes to the radios, the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth, and, of course, the phone radio. That's a separate install. You can even install different kernels with different ROMs. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and you got to be careful, because a lot of times with Cyanogen Mod, the nightly builds are like the betas, or even more like the alphas. They change every day. And so sometimes the camera won't work or the Bluetooth won't work. So you're going to look for a stable version of the ROM that you're going to use. Good news, Galaxy S3 has been out long enough that there's plenty of good choices.
It's very mature, and Cyanogen Mod is constantly updated.
I love CM10. CM10.1 is the current version.
There's also Matthew wrote in saying, I used to use Cyanogen Mod by using Carbon for S3 exclusively. Now, I haven't tried that out. Now I will, because of Matthew's suggestion. And somebody named Michael, Nexus S user, he says he uses Paranoid Android, another one that I have to try out.
That's kind of fun, because it has some Facebook Home features, like Chathead style features on there. You can do a lot of interesting things, but ultimately you're going to have kind of a Linux kernel, and what's going to be different is the stuff that's on top of that Linux kernel.
If I was going to do this project all over again before I got this phone, I would have looked for something that's easy to unlock to do all this stuff. S3, kind of a nightmare.
Was it hard?
Last week.
Relatively.
Compared to HTC?
so much easier on the HTC One, even the new one. Now, the irony, of course, is one of the reasons we're doing this is we want to get rid of the customizations that Samsung and whoever your carrier is have put on this phone. But you can, of course, go to Google. Next week, you'll be able to buy a Nexus version, a Google version of both the HTC One and the Galaxy S4. That will make it so much easier. Maybe that's what you want to do. This is really fun, though, because you get to hack around with your phone. And again, the same warnings we gave you last week. If you're not careful, you can turn it into an expensive piece of plastic.
It's a nice little brick.
So we take this all, you know, be very careful, read the instructions thoroughly. I think if you do that, you're probably okay. But even the instructions will say, hey, we don't guarantee your results on this.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about CyanogenMod. That's one of the most popular ROMs out there. It's based on the Android open source project. So it's as close to vanilla Android as you can get with some nice customizations. Since you guys mentioned that a lot of folks mentioned it on Twitter.
It's kind of the most used.
I always hear about it. I wanted to try it out.
So that's important. Because Android is open source, the folks at CM can take the open source Android and they can build it for this phone. All they have to do is make sure it's compatible with the radio and all of that stuff. And then they do add customizations. For instance, they choose a different desktop manager. They use ADW instead of TouchWiz, which is one of the things I think you probably want to get rid of.
You're a TouchWiz and a lot of bloatware. But to load this on, we use something called ROM Manager. And this process
this
takes a while.
This makes it so easy, though. I got to say, thank you, Clockwork Mod. You guys rock.
This project took a while, so let's show you a video.
Yeah.
So I've got my Galaxy S3 in hand, and I'm going to use ROM Manager Premium to install a new ROM on this device. The premium one is $5. Now, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but what it lets you do is it lets you download ROMs to the device directly. You don't need to sideload it on a card or SD card, then bring it over. Makes it a little easier, so I liked doing that. So we've opened up ROM Manager Premium. What we're going to do is we're going to set up a backup because I always like backing up things just in case, even though we made a backup last time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into settings first and make sure our backup is on external storage. I'm going to use my internal SD card to hold the backup because this is a 16 gigabyte S3. I don't want to use up the internal space. We're going to back up the current ROM. Give it a name that you remember. So now the device is in backup mode. You can see at the very bottom what's actually happening. This is a nice little animation to show you that things are moving along in your backup. This should take a couple of minutes. So now we're back in ROM Manager, and what we're going to do is we're going to download a ROM. We're going to get CyanogenMod because it's really popular. I hear really great things about it. Just download it here. Now, these are release candidates, or you can choose the stable version. See, stable releases are here. There are stars. You can see how it's been rated. I'm going to go with the RC5, and I'm going to hit download. Its comments actually show up telling you how people have found the ROM on the device. So we're going to hit download, and now there's an add-on to the ROM of Google Apps. So if you want things like the Play Store, Gmail, and you want the device to sync up with your Google account, you need to install Google Apps. It is not pre-installed, so we're going to say, yes, we would love that. Hit OK. So right now, download is being started, and the fine folks at Clockwork Mod are pimping out their other products, Tether and Desk SMS. So we're just going to wait for this to download. Once the ROM downloads, you get welcome to this screen, and you can see that you're going to be installing CyanogenMod 10.1.0 RC5 and also Google Apps with it. Now, it gives you the options of backing up an existing ROM or wiping your data in cache. I said yes, because the last time I tried it without doing that was a nightmare. So we're going to hit reboot and install. This animation has frozen on me several times. The best thing to do is simply walk away, wait for the installation. It doesn't take that long. Just because the animation stopped doesn't mean that the update stopped. So now we've installed the CyanogenMod. When it boots up, you'll see the CyanogenMod logo. Got this nice little animation. We're going to wait for the actual ROM to load. Here we have what almost looks like a stock Android experience, which is great because CyanogenMod's very close to stock. I'm going to unlock my phone here. And you can see I installed Instagram, and all my apps are here. Look at this. I've got Facebook and everything I use really on my phone. When I want to go back to TouchWiz, what I have to do is I have to restore that. So I'm going to hit Manage and Restore Backups. I'm going to find one of the backups. Now, what I've done is I've labeled it .tw because TouchWiz. It also has the date, and I can pick that option. I'm going to hit Restore. It says, you want to reboot your phone and restore your backup? Yes, I do. I'm going to hit OK. Here's what a restore screen looks like. You could see that there's no animation happening, which means don't panic. Again, things are happening down here. Checking the MD5 sums. We're just going to wait this out. Just step away. It'll be fine. And now my phone is going back to its TouchWiz goodness as you see the Samsung logo, the animation, and you're going to see the T-Mobile logo show up too because this is the stock version of TouchWiz. Actually, this is my customized version of TouchWiz with all my widgets, all my apps, and everything because I backed it up. That's why we back up, folks. And you can see that this is actually my wallpaper. It says, always be full of joy. That is not a joke. And there we go. There's my... The phone's still loading up. You can see there's my apps and my widgets, that is. And there's Flipboard.
So it went right back to the way it was. That's reassuring, is to know that we can go back. But what you can't go back is generally if you've rooted it. You're kind of permanently rooted. And we didn't mention, but one of the disadvantages to rooting is sometimes you won't be able to get the stock updates if they come. So you're really pretty much on your own once you've done this. It's like, don't expect T-Mobile or Samsung to give you anything.
Yeah, they're not going
to
be very happy.
You're on your own now. Another thing I would mention, you talked about the apps, and that's because for legal reasons they don't want to put the apps on there. But not all ROMs do that. Some ROMs, in fact, most of the ROMs I've been using on the HTC, come with the apps already bundled into it. So, it just depends. But, yeah, you'll be really unhappy if you don't install the Google apps because one of those apps is the Play Store.
Without Gmail.
You can always install Gmail later and you can install stuff. But if you don't have the Play Store, you can't install nothing. So make sure you install those apps. Nice job, though. That worked pretty easily. Were there any pitfalls you wanted to tell people about?
We'll get to the troubleshooting right after we talk about
it. All right. Let's tell them about 99 Designs and then we'll tell you about the pitfalls. 99 Designs is a great place to go if you need art, not stock art, but a designer to help you make your thing look better, whether it's a menu at a restaurant, whether it's a Facebook landing page for your business, whether it's an iPhone or an Android app. 99 Designs brings the world's largest marketplace of graphic designers, well over 200,000 graphic designers, actually 222,000, it looks like there, graphic designers, together with people who need graphic design. And it's a great way to do it because basically what you do is you go to the website and you set up what they call a contest. 232,801 designers, to be exact. You set up a contest and say, hey, I need art for my restaurant. I need better menus. And then designers from that pool of 232,000 designers submit ideas. And then you look at them, you work with the designers to refine them, and you pick one, the one contest winner, and you pay that one. And boy, the prices are great. Logo design starts at $299. Web design, $599. You can get things like Facebook cover design, banner ads, infographics, landing pages, $199 and up. Print marketing collateral like brochures, flyers, menus, labels, greeting cards, product packaging, $199 and up. We did T-shirts. Remember we did that great Twit T-shirt? $199. Even mobile app design. In fact, that's something we're working on next with 99 Designs. We'll tell you a little bit about that in
really cool
time. $599 and up. So here's the deal. Go to 99designs.com/knowhow, and you're going to get for free a $99 power pack of services that gives you more designer time and attention. 99 Designs will bold, highlight, and feature your design contest in 99 Designs Marketplace so you get twice as many designs. We also have, if you'd prefer to call them and talk to them, they're in San Francisco. They're great people, by the way. We just had them up to the studio yesterday. 800. Did you go out with them?
Yeah, we went out.
With Molly and yeah, it was
and
fun.
And Joanne, we talked about this. And I was telling them how it's perfect for our viewers because we design things to work.
But aren't we artists?
Not necessarily.
Often not.
We're engineers sometimes. It's like, let the art go to 99
exactly,
Designs.
Exactly. Yeah, they're really great people. 800-513-1678. You could talk to them. That's a number. They'll know you're calling from KnowHow. 800-513-1678. Or you just go to 99designs.com/KnowHow, a really great marketplace where designers get together with people who need some design. 99designs.com. All right, so pitfalls. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, I'll tell you what went wrong. So I had I was gonna load CyanogenMod, and you saw the little animation, and I was looking at it. I'm like, okay, that's gonna take a minute. 2 minutes go by, 3 minutes go by. I asked Jason Howell, all about Android Man About Town. How long does this take to boot? Because it's take a long time. I waited the most patient amount of time ever. I waited an hour.
Shouldn't take that long.
Nothing happened. I went online to find out exactly what the case was, how long does it take to boot up, and what I didn't do, what I lacked and forgot to do, was wiping the data off the phone.
Oh, this is really important.
What you do is you put your phone in recovery mode. I went to Android forums and I found this out. I went into recovery mode.
If you'd asked me, I would have told you.
Ah, okay.
This is only the first time you put this on here. You want to clear cache and data. It's going to wipe the phone, though. You'll lose all your apps. You'll lose all your data. So that's why we want you to have a good titanium backup first, or a carbon. What do you call it now? Carbon is...
Carbon is helium now.
Helium. Helium backup before you do this so you can restore those.
Yeah, so wipe the data. So you go into that recovery by holding up volume up, home button, and then power. And then you'll see the screen. I did a screenshot of this just because sometimes it doesn't work so great with my hands. You wipe your data. Wipe your data cache, your Dalvik cache, which is in the advanced menus.
Now, you had this as an option, and you just probably missed it.
Yes.
When you were installing the ROM.
Right.
There's a little switch. The first time you put a ROM on there, a new ROM on there, please do that. Wipe cache and data. Understand you're going to start with a brand new phone. All of your customization will be gone. But the reason is it's not going to work with the old cache and the old data because it's a different operating system.
It's like
system.
Looking at files that don't make any sense for it. So that's why you have to do it. That's the explanation. And I was just like,
well, you know, the analog,
my head.
There's an analogy that will make sense to you. Whenever we say you're going to install a new version of Windows, we say start with a clean install. Erase the disk, then install the operating system. You don't want bits and pieces of the prior operating system sitting around. That's just going to cause problems. The first boot does take longer than subsequent boots, though.
The first boot was about 30 seconds. It wasn't so
bad. Well, that's pretty quick.
CyanogenMod was really quick. I found it much faster. I'm going to do something crazy, though. I'm going to restore a different ROM on this device while...
Live?
While we go to Know-It-Alls.
In studio? All right, let's get into recovery mode. That's the first thing you do.
Well, actually, I just need to go into...
ROM Manager will put you in recovery mode. So they show you down. Now, one of the reasons, you don't have to pay for a ROM Manager, but one of the reasons you want to pay for it, you get more choices of ROMs. The other thing I should point out is that not all ROMs are in ROM Manager. I've installed ROMs, often do, that aren't in ROM Manager, but ROM Manager still will help you do this.
Now, I'm restoring one that's actually called /DW, which is based on the AOKP, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Open Kang project, which always makes
I've never used this one because I'm worried about magical unicorn bites.
Well, that's the thing. So this device is going to restart, and hopefully we'll have the recovery mode and everything. But as you see, switching ROMs does take time. It could take about 3 to 5 minutes to switch. It turns out...
It's cool, though, isn't it? So now you see it's booting into recovery mode. There's the little recovery... And don't get scared by the little tiny print.
And it turns out, because I have the T-Mobile version, I have to do this juggling of ROMs. But there is one model, the international version, Leo, the one you have, that apparently will be able to do dual boot a lot faster. It's actual
dual
booting.
You're going to do a dual boot?
Oh, I don't have that phone. I have this one. That's the thing. There's 15 different versions of the S3, so you've really got to pay attention. Because when I saw that the first time... My eyes lit up at dual boot, and I really wanted to get it.
Well, yeah, we talked about this last time, and I kind of did a little research. Mm-hmm. Dual boot is possible on the ROMs that support initRC. If you've used Linux before, you know that on boot up, it's like autorun.bat. There is a run command file called init.rc. Mm-hmm. If you've got init.rc, then you can have multi-boot. But if you don't, you can't.
This ROM is really small.
That was fun.
And you can see right now.
Okay, that's why I don't want it.
It's got one of the craziest startup
screens. Right there. That's a little girly for me.
It's initiating Swagger. It's supposed to have some fancy stuff. I don't believe it has gApps built into it.
But you see, it looks very much like vanilla 4.22.
Yeah, it's based. This is an unofficial AOKP.
Does it come with Nova Launcher, which is my favorite launcher? It looks like it also comes with a standard AOSP launcher.
I think it's actually using my Nova Launcher because I've had it.
Oh, you had it on there.
Yeah.
This
was restoring.
Make yourself at home.
So that actually worked right now. So if I really wanted to switch back and forth, I could. TouchWiz took me a very long time to go back to 7 to 12 minutes at a time.
Wow.
And the reason why I would ever want to use TouchWiz is because T-Mobile has this really cool app of calling over Wi-Fi. It doesn't use up your minutes, and I have 100 minutes per month. So it's kind of a silly thing I like to do to go back to it. But I'm probably going to be running CM10 all the time.
What happens is once you've rooted it, once you've installed your first ROM, then you start playing with it. And, I got to the point where I was installing nightlies. I was trying different ROMs. You might as well, right? If it's your daily driver, if it's the phone you have to have, you might want to be a little bit more careful. Go with the stable ROMs. I like playing around with mine.
I found it's just so much faster.
It does.
The bloatware
it's so much better.
On TouchWiz is so slow. And I had no idea. I was like, I thought the S3 was amazing. What's the deal with this?
Right.
Super slow. CM10? Works really well. It almost feels like my Nexus 7 in speed. It's just very helpful. And there's nothing like seeing that notification bar come down to the tray, and it's clean, and it doesn't have any of this Samsungization.
We should say why one would want to do this. One is to get rid of things like TouchWiz and the customizations that the handset makers put on there. Also, bloatware from your carrier. You know, AT&T puts a lot of apps on my iPhone. On the Galaxy S4, there's three games that just waste space. I don't want them. There's barely any space on this thing anyway. So that kind of customization is great. Often, these ROMs are more compact, so you save disk space, storage space, and they're often faster. So there's lots of reasons that you might want to do this. There's also reasons not to do it. One, it can be risky if you don't follow instructions and you brick your phone. You may also find that not everything works perfectly. Have you found that? Maybe there's problems with camera or Bluetooth.
I haven't had so many issues with this one because these are specifically for the S3. I was looking at a very small list, but I've heard some stories where your cameras don't work or
the
Wi-Fi.
The newer the phone, the more likely you're going to have problems. You should always read the reviews before you download a ROM.
Because
the reviewers, as snarky as they might be, they will say, the camera doesn't work on this one, and you might want to then hold on.
That's why I like to restore and go back to my CM10.
It's
or go
really
back.
Fun, and it's your phone, it's your computer. You should be able to install whatever you want on these things.
So check in with our know-it-alls. We got this pretty crazy email, Leo. Would you mind taking?
Shall I read this out loud?
Would you mind?
It dramatically? Would you like me to read it dramatically?
Yes, in a Patrick Stewart like.
Hello, guys. I love all your shows and could really use some advice. I'm going to be moving into my RV permanently this fall. I guess it didn't work out with the little woman. And starting early next summer, traveling all over the country. I don't want to give up any of my tech advantages in life, but it looks like internet's going to be a challenge. I will likely be working online doing medical coding. And also, I'm a huge Netflix and Amazon watcher. I have two questions. One, what advice can you give me for now? And B, do you see any interesting improvements or new tech to improve things in the near future? Thanks, Peggy, College Station, Texas. P.S. I'm not at all tech savvy. 52 years old, never had a computer till I was in my 40s, but I watch Twit all the time, and I'm learning every day. Turns out it's a woman. I should have read it like this. Sorry, Peggy. Didn't mean to give you such a manly voice. Thanks for all the great shows. Thank you, Peggy.
The first thing I thought of was these mobile hotspots. I was thinking about my iPad, but if the way she wants to watch Netflix and Amazon, you're going to run through your cap like crazy.
Right.
That's going to be pretty pricey. I actually talked to Russell about this. He was showing me these satellite options from like KVH.com. $1 a megabyte. So you would have internet everywhere, including a boat. So if you went, you took your RV and you decided it's like an aqua car, an amphibious vehicle, you could go and have internet. But it's very expensive. Same thing, Hughes has this device you can put on your car. It costs $7,400.
Okay, these are crazy. So let me explain this.
Go for it.
The complicated thing is if you wanted to watch while you're moving, that's
exactly
why those are so expensive. Don't do that. Willie Nelson, when he came to visit Tech TV 10 years ago, had a DirecTV satellite dish. You get to where you're going. You have to aim the dish. That's the only drawback because you always have to aim at a specific spot in the southern sky. But other than that, don't get these mobile solutions. Get a solution that's designed for land-based. And, you know, the best one right now is from Exceed, EXEDE.com. They call it Wild Blue. Very good speeds. Upload's always going to be a problem with satellite because you're uplinking up to a satellite. So you're going to Skype and gaming are going to be terrible because of the latency. But certainly no problem watching Netflix and Amazon and other streaming media watching us. We want you to watch that. It's very affordable. You pay more for higher speed, so choose the speed that you need. Really, more than a couple of megabits a second is probably more than you need if you want to watch streaming video. And do pay attention to bandwidth caps. That's a good point. There are ways to get 3 and 4G MiFis with no bandwidth caps. Mm-hmm. A few companies, your own T-Mobile, sell them. So it depends where you're going.
Yeah, I get
T-Mobile
problems.
Doesn't work everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
you're stuck with their coverage area.
Right.
You don't know where you're going to be in that situation. I would also say to take a look at like McDonald's and places like this. They have free Wi-Fi. I'm not kidding. Just pull up near them.
Sure, McDonald's.
You've seen
you
McDonald's
You gotta buy
Wi-Fi?
A Big Mac.
No, you don't. You need a code. You're right. You do.
You need to buy a Big Mac. Buy a Big Mac. Throw it out because we don't want you to harm your health.
It's definitely.
And then use the Wi-Fi.
It's definitely cheaper than buying a hotspot.
It is actually
$4 hotspot for McDonald's.
A lot of as you drive around and you'll see this, Peggy. Almost all the RVs you see will have some solution. Just ask them, how do you like what you're using? A lot of them have a fold-down DirecTV or Hughes dish that they fold up. A lot of the new dishes will automatically aim. You know, you just go do-do-do-do-do-do and it aims. So I think there are good solutions. RVers do no longer have to live in the dark ages. You can get high-speed internet and probably not for $7,500.
If you've got questions or comments and you want to talk with us, check us out on Google+, gplus.to/twitkh. That's where our Google+ community community is. If you want to reach out on Twitter, use the hashtag TwitKH. I'm always looking for that. I have that as a saved search. Or you could do this crazy thing called email. You could type knowhow@twit.tv and then write your questions, your comments. If you have a better idea how to get internet from an RV while moving for $4, let us know.
Less than a Big Mac. That's your benchmark. Less than a Big Mac a day.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And if you want to know everything we talked about, twit.tv/KH. Show notes like crazy. If you want to see step by step and you want to read along as I'm trying to explain something because I'm getting confused when I'm speaking, you can read this and go, oh, he writes better than he speaks. There you go. There's all the sections from our last episode. That was very important. You need to do that project first of rooting your phone before you could do the project we showed you today. And we've got tons of projects at twit.tv/KH.
How fun.
Go do some.
So now that you know how to flash Cyanogen ROM onto your Galaxy S3, go on out and flash your friends and neighbors. We'll see you next time on Know How.